Happy Monday, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking gerrymandering with Professor Bill Whitford of the University of Wisconsin Law School. He was one of the named plaintiffs in the gerrymandering lawsuit that came out of the 2010 census redrawn maps here in the state of Wisconsin that went all the way up to the Supreme Court, only to have the Supreme Court not reach the issue and later decide in a subsequent case that they can never decide that there is no federal constitutional remedy for a partisan gerrymander that's just too partisan. Some great questions coming across on YouTube. Chad has been asking us on YouTube, so you like the new maps or you don't like the new maps? What's the problem here? And I want to ask you that question, Professor Whitford, but I'm going to take a crack at it too and then let Bill give you his two cents. I do not like the way that legislative districting, redistricting is done in the state of Wisconsin, period. I don't care who's in control. Partisan gerrymandering is not good for voters, whether Democrats are doing it or Republicans are doing it. I think we need a different system, a system that does not allow the people who stand to benefit from the drawing of the district lines to draw the district lines. It's a complete conflict of interest. What are the solutions that I would propose or like to see? Things like independent redistricting committees that don't permit politicians to be on them, right? To have actual election experts, people who are politically neutral or at least have a political balance, draw those maps, not the people who are about to have to run under those maps. That doesn't make any sense. Here's some other things we could consider. In addition to having an independent redistricting committee, we could hope that our state Supreme Court actually defines what are the factors that would indicate that a gerrymander is far too partisan and has therefore violated the state constitution. We could look at moving away from single-member legislative districts so that you could have either multi-member districts or just statewide proportional representation. What I'd like are election outcomes that fairly reflect the overall viewpoints of Wisconsinites. That's what I want. Again, I don't care if partisan gerrymandering is being done by Democrats or Republicans. I don't think it's a good way to draw legislative districts. Bill, your thoughts. What is the state of play? What should our objectives be?
To go to Chad's question, obviously the maps now are pretty fair, and they were technically enacted by the legislature and signed by Evers, but they were legislatively produced, in other words, but under a threat by the U.S. by the Wisconsin Supreme Court that they would only accept fair maps, and so the legislature decided to propose these maps rather than wait for the court to draft its own maps. I don't expect the legislature would have enacted these maps except under that kind of pressure from the state Supreme Court. And absent the Supreme Court's involvement, which was this time on a kind of technicality, I expect the Republican legislature to enact another partisan gerrymander.
And again, I don't think that helps Republican citizens who want responsive government. I don't think it helps Democratic-leaning citizens who also want responsive government. Let's step back here at the 100,000-foot level, Bill. We got a second Trump administration coming up. What do you anticipate from that administration at a really high level? What concerns do you have? And where do you think sort of the rule of law stands right now in the United States?
Well, I have so many concerns. We could go on well into the evening, but sticking to the rule of law, the kind of prompt, you know, Trump has exhibited or stated various authoritarian leanings. It's talked about he's going to be a dictator for a day and stuff like that. To me, the phrase rule of law, which everybody says is good, it's like saying you're for democracy or so forth. the rule of law, the basic idea behind it is that all governmental decisions should be accountable to some other body as not too inconsistent with some kind of principle. What the objection is to having no accountability in decision making. Elections are, of course, a big source of accountability. But elections don't work very well in a gerrymandered environment. And the other big source of accountability in the American system are the courts, which interpret the U.S. Constitution, are considered to have final authority. But the courts have become widely perceived to be, and I think fairly, much more partisan than they were previously, and hence less proficient at providing that accountability. So on the rule of law, that's my concern.
We're hearing a little bit of
echo.
Working on
so I'm going
right
to keep on going.
So I'm going to keep on going.
So you have been hearing from Bill Whitford, University of Wisconsin Law School professor, self-proclaimed partisan. We've been talking about the gerrymandered maps. And Bill, I just want to lift up the points that you just made. I asked Bill, what are your great concerns about the next Trump administration? And as that relates to the rule of law, he pointed out what I think every single American, every Wisconsinite wants, and that is elected officials that
are accountable.
And one key source of that accountability
is, of course,
the courts themselves. To the extent that we've all lost faith in our court system, that weakens our ability to hold elected officials accountable. And certainly at the end of the day, the thing that I am very concerned about that sort of is the outgrowth of what you just laid out, Bill, is that corruption becomes much more likely as accountability goes down. And I don't care if it's a Republican that's corrupt or a Democrat that's corrupt. Corruption in our government is a government that's failing to serve the needs of all of us. Bill, thanks so much for your time. It was a real pleasure to see you, sir. I hope we can do this again sometime.
Well, that'd be nice, Maggie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. We're going to come right back after your news, weather, and sports. I've got a great guest. Her name's Andrea Dukas. We're going to talk about the impact of RFK's appointment as DHHS director.